Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy. And welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge or agree with me at this time, as I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, myself gives thanks. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so do. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you guys. All right. So today, we're talking about setbacks. I want to thank you for your comments and letters. And always happy to receive them. And to those of you that have been making tremendous progress, kudos to you. I celebrate you. And we'll be sending you some special bonuses, as a matter of fact, in order to make good on that celebration. But to those of you who have come up short or felt that the universe had it in for you, I want to talk about setbacks today and to help you understand that whatever occurred, whatever hurt you, whatever left you wanting, is not the end. Okay? You can actually use that setback to launch yourself right on into your dreams. Okay? That setback becomes a platform to bring about the good that you desire. And that can only happen if you can quickly recover, renew, revitalize, okay, and get ready to make the necessary adjustments to bring about a different outcome. You see, too many times we think, oh, well, that's it. It's over. It didn't work, you know. Or I didn't get the agreement I wanted. I didn't get the job I wanted. I didn't get the contract I wanted. You know, things didn't turn out the way I wanted. I didn't get the relationship I wanted. And we throw in the towel and say, okay, that's it. And oftentimes, we don't look at the reasons why that happened. It had everything to do with you and the choices that you made. Okay? Don't blame it on anyone else. Don't start looking into your past. Don't start digging up stuff that has nothing to do with it. And don't start blaming God. Okay? Now, the thing is, what you need to do is see what was missing. And, you know, just as I often talk about, you know, with every problem, any problem that's staring you in the face, the solution is evident, okay? Because the problem, you know, brings the solution. It's staring you in the face. That's it, okay? That's what you need to fix. Okay? And when you can do that, then you change the outcome. It really is that simple. Now, one of the things that you'll find that causes a lot of distress is the fact that sometimes people don't do what they say they're going to do. Understand also that there are 7 billion other creators on the planet, okay? And oftentimes they have a different agenda, or things change, things come up, and they aren't always as committed or as accommodating as they would have you believe, or as they had led you to believe. And it's not that they really had intended to bring you harm or to disappoint you, but their first priority is themselves and that which they consider most important. And sometimes that can be the mistake that you make when you put all your eggs in one basket, as the old saying goes. Yeah, you will find that the objective you were after wasn't left up to you, okay? And if you're not in control of the situation, then, of course, the outcome is, at best, 50-50, okay? But when you align yourself in such a way where your outcome is guaranteed, then you win, and there's no gamble involved. This is where so many people fall by the wayside, right there, because their plan of action includes too many ifs. If this happens, if that person does this, this falls into place, if this comes along, if I get the money, if she says yes, if he helps me, you know. And when you're not in control, then you are not able to make the choices that you need to make. So when you have these setbacks, look at who was in control of that situation. Where was your voice in all of it? Okay? And how much of it could you manage, control, direct, transform, change? Okay? Because that's the position you want to put yourself in so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. It's not other people's fault. Okay? Your life is your fault. Okay? If you don't understand that, then you will always find yourself in a setback. Life will continuously teach you this lesson, okay? You keep going back and back and from the classroom until you get it, okay? This is how some of us learn our lessons, through trial and error. Other people learn their lessons through listening to their tales of woe. Okay? There's nothing better than having a mentor or life coach or someone in your corner that can help you to sidestep the hurdles, make things a little easier for you, so that you don't find yourself constantly falling in that same hole over and over again, okay? And feeling unloved, unlucky, and feeling like you got a curse on you, all right? You have to make the decisions for your life. Not making a decision is a decision. And you give other people the power. Okay. If you find that your life is just out of sync, you just can't seem to get it together, stop what you're thinking, stop what you're believing, stop what you are doing, stop what you are feeling. Refresh, renew, revitalize. Okay, that setback, I guarantee you, in hindsight, you probably can figure out exactly where you went wrong. Most people that you explain it to could probably tell you how you made a wrong turn or where you made a wrong turn. If you take your feelings out of the situation, your anger and frustration, you'll see it sooner yourself. And this is what we have to learn to do. Handle the setback. That's all. It just means there's a little more work you've got to do. You didn't get the end result that you were after because you didn't complete the process. You weren't in control of the outcome. Okay, so for you, it was a crapshoot. And if that's the way you live your life, you'll be disappointed at least 50% of the time. I didn't make that up. Okay? So when your purpose is clear, your assignment from God, you're a true one, and you have alleviated the disbelief, and instead, you're all fixed and ready to prosper and grow, and accomplish and succeed in whatever the endeavor, the universe will rise up to meet you. It's the Father's good pleasure to hear through the kingdom. Okay? That's what you got to know. And the kingdom is within you. You don't know that. You will always be looking outside yourself for your blessings instead of realizing that you have to first give it to yourself as within, without. It's just that simple. Okay? And know that your blessings will come through other people because of your direction, because of your choices. Okay? And because you have initiated the effect you desire. Okay? Go to my website. It's www.unlimitedjoy.org. Join the program. Get on board. Let's fix your life. All right, so. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.